Cross-border visitors spend billions of dollars in Arizona every year, shopping at malls, staying at hotels, eating at restaurants. But with the border closed to most of those travelers since March because of the pandemic, much of that spending has dried up. So Tucson's tourism office is trying something new, a package delivery service, transporting goods to Sonoran shoppers and bringing sales taxes to Arizona's coffers. From the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, KJZZ's Kendall Blust reports.
On an early December morning, Maria Fernanda Badillo picks up a small cardboard box from Visit Tucson's office in the Sonoran capital, Hermosillo.
Siempre lo he utilizado para hacer reservaciones en Tucson.
For years, Badillo has made Tucson hotel reservations through the tourism nonprofit. Her family makes the four-hour drive several times a year to stock up on shoes, toys, sporting goods, and anything else that's too expensive or unavailable in Sonora.
Cosas que a lo mejor que no encuentras aquí, la pides allá, pues. O hay mejores precios también.
But since March, border restrictions have cut off frequent Arizona visitors like Badillo from their habitual cross-border trips. So instead, she had her package delivered to Hermosillo, one of thousands being carted across the border to visit Tucson's Sonoran offices in recent months as part of a new package delivery service spurred by the pandemic's economic toll on Arizona.
A lot of people don't understand the economic impact of that visitor coming from south of the border to the U.S., and it's huge.
Executive Vice President Felipe Garcia says Visit Tucson opened tourism offices in Sonora more than a decade ago to foster that connection, welcoming Sonoran visitors to see Arizona as a second home when visiting family, vacationing, or most importantly, shopping.
Every year, on average, we get about 23, 24 million visits by Mexico nationals. And we found out that they spend $1 billion, and that's with a B, every year.
He says border travel restrictions threaten to sever important cross-border bonds vital to Arizona's recovery. The package delivery service is a way to boost those ties. Many U.S. stores don't ship to Mexico or charge high prices if they do. Through Visit Tucson, Mexican shoppers can now pay a fee to have those orders sent to a Tucson address, then delivered twice a week to Sonora. And the sales taxes from those orders stay in Arizona.
Of course, our goal is to bring people from Mexico to Tucson, but since we're not able to right now because of the border closure, what can we do if they cannot come and buy the product? How can we get the product down there?
Sales tax from online orders isn't enough to compensate for the money Mexican travelers usually spend at Tucson malls, restaurants, and hotels. But with clients already ordering everything from a pair of socks to a hot tub, Garcia says it's better than nothing.
It's a good idea because at the end, what you need is some money, for example, to come to the state government, in this case with taxes.
Jose Ivan Rodriguez Sanchez is an economist with the Baker Institute for Public Policy. He's been studying the economic impacts of border restrictions and says much of what's been defined as non-essential travel is essential to borderland economies.
We have to understand that they need each other.
He says U.S. border counties are losing billions of dollars because of reduced cross-border mobility. That might not be a huge chunk of the economy in places like Tucson or Phoenix, but it's one more hit for businesses already struggling to keep doors open during the pandemic. Of course, where one door closes, another opens, says Jesus Ruiz, who runs Gotbox, the package delivery service offered by Visit Tucson. Ruiz and his business partner have been trying to get a delivery operation running for years with limited success. But he says the pandemic has forced people in Mexico to reevaluate online shopping. He thinks the current necessity to replace store visits with online orders will lead to a permanent change for many Mexican shoppers who found that it's easier and often cheaper than crossing the border to shop in person. Badillo waves goodbye as she leaves the Visit Tucson office with her package tucked under her arm. When the pandemic is over, she does plan to visit Tucson again. After all, the trips are about more than just shopping. They're visits to family and vacations. But the next time her football fanatic husband orders new NFL jerseys or she needs new shoes for the kids, she's likely to order online and have the packages delivered directly to Hermosillo.
Como que nomás ir a recogerlo, es mejor que te lo traigan, pues.
Why go to the trouble and expense of driving for hours, renting a hotel, and eating out when now she doesn't have to? Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.